that a forensic psychiatrist works with mentally ill criminals, not corpses in the autopsy lab. Actually, I did complete a diploma in forensic medicine, since so many patients and professionals expected some knowledge about bodies and crime scenes. But the image of a psychiatrist talking to a corpse is a million miles from the reality of my working life. Not everyone is suited to a career in forensic psychiatry. You need to be able to look beyond the offence and the newspaper headlines and see the person, hear their story, and identify whether or not mental illness is a causal factor. You must be able to remain non-judgmental and respect the person, even when they've raped a child or murdered a pensioner. Mental illness sometimes makes good people behave badly. My job was to find them, treat them, and rehabilitate them. Some might say, why bother? Just lock them up and throw away the key. But I wonder if those people would have the same opinion if a relative of theirs developed a mental illness and offended because of it. Then they might say, it wasn't them. It was the illness that made them do it. I suspect they'd want them to be treated and rehabilitated. The importance of valuing a person for who they are is deep-rooted in me and stems from my weekly childhood visits to my sister Vivian, who had